Can the New England Patriots beat the Green Bay Packers with Brian Hoyer under center? That's the big question on all of Patriots Nation's mind this weekend. Stay tuned. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube, so please be sure to smash that subscribe button and download, subscribe, follow wherever you get your audio podcasts. I'm your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. Feel free to reach out to me, follow me, let me know what's on your mind on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there showing some love to that Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. And of course, folks, today's episode is brought to you by Brightco Jewelry and Watch Insurance. Brightco brings you comprehensive, fast, and affordable jewelry insurance for as low as $5 per month. Go and check out your special offer for Locked On listeners and get covered in under 2 minutes at bright.co/lockedon. That's bright.co/lockedon. Pats fans, the time for the talk is just about over. The New England Patriots are ready to enter their week 4 matchup with the Green Bay Packers this coming Sunday, October 2nd, Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Packers face a formidable, definitely, or they pose, I should say, a formidable challenge to the New England Patriots in all three phases. And the Pats are coming into this one, let's just say, a little banged up. And here today to break it all down and talk about the great stories of the day is my esteemed co-host here on a Friday. You usually see her on a Wednesday, but we wanted to close the week with class, not just with style here, folks, with class. And that's exactly what we've done. She is a columnist extraordinaire for PatsPropaganda.com, as well as being the host of her very own Patriots podcast, A Clear Perspective, which, in my opinion, just one of the best listens anywhere that you will find. The illustrious Countess of Klaz, Empress of Tight Endage herself, Claire Klazzy Claire Cooper, joins me today. Claire, thank you so much for helping me close the week with Klaz here on Locked On Patriots.
No, you're more than welcome, Mike. I thought I better, you know, do you a solid and help you sort it out, seeing as it's, you know, like Green Bay. It's not an easy feat. So, yeah, thought I'd hit you up on a Friday to help you out.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's been a tumultuous week for us all here in New England. There's no question about it. Saw Mac Jones hobble off the field at the tail end of the Patriots' Week 3 loss to the Baltimore Ravens. It did not look good. The MRI did not give good results. Apparently, we're dealing with, or Mac, I should say, is dealing with a severe high ankle sprain. Very painful, very difficult. Tuesday, I had the privilege of talking with Dr. Jessica Flynn of Lahey Medical, who outlined the numerous types of treatment and the numerous types of recovery that Mac may be able to go through within the course of the next couple of days. And Claire, we were all under the impression that Mac was going to be on the shelf for at least the foreseeable future, at least about 4 games. Mike Giardi of NFL Network, who, folks, if you're not busy after you finish viewing this episode, definitely go over, smash the subscribe button to Claire's podcast. Claire talked to Mike Giardi of NFL Network this week on A Claire Perspective, a Patriots podcast. Phenomenal listen, folks. Please, by the time game time rolls around and that kickoff is ready to go, you'll want to have listened to this podcast. Do it immediately. You will not regret it. Great show, Claire. But Mike reported yesterday that not only was Mac in the facility, he was involved in game planning. And here's the kicker, folks. There's more. He is actually telling his teammates, don't count me out for Sunday. Now, I know that's great for morale. Mac was not on the practice field on Thursday. Not sure what to expect from him on Friday. But ultimately, we're going to go with the assumption here that I believe Brian Hoyer is going to start. Claire, when you look at this situation from start to finish, First of all, if you want to throw your thoughts in on Mac, we'd definitely be more than willing and more than happy to hear them. But if we're going on the assumption that Brian Hoyer is going to make the start in this game, the biggest question on everybody's mind is, can the Patriots pull this one off with Brian Hoyer under center?
Well, there's so many different things to pick at there, because initially I wanted to say, well, Mac's there ready to sort of show you that assuming makes an ass out of you and me, as people want to say. So, yeah.
Very true.
But I think realistically, as fans looking in, Hoyer starting, like you said, a bit of game planning, a bit of kind of contender poking in regard to him saying, morale boosting, him saying, don't count me out, and him in the facilities. I think it's a very Patriots thing to have him kind of in the facility. And I think it's a very Mac Jones thing to have him still within the game planning, because he does really strike me as the sort of individual that even, if he's in a boot or whatever you'd want to call it in regard to his injury, that he'd still be around. He wouldn't just be sitting at home on his couch watching the game. There's no way I could see really that
Right.
happening. He's going to be sort of there. If at the end of the day it is Hoyer that's in and we're going to make asses of ourselves and assume that, I think at this point, I really think that the way that these guys have bonded and how Hoyer has helped Mac and sort of nurtured him, or not, maybe not nurtured him because Mac already sort of knew what he was doing, but I think just the bonding of these guys. Ultimately, I think Mac's going to want to be there to cheer on his guy, because at the end of the day, he is a Patriot and that will be the Patriots quarterback, and he'll want to cheer him on and he'll want to be there for his team in that respect. So I don't think it's outlandish to expect Mac to be around, or the fact that Mac is around seems very normal to me in regards to who Mac Jones seems to be from what we've
Very good
seen.
point.
So that respect, putting a pin in kind of Mac, if you like. Yeah, I'm kind of the, I think most people are of the assumption that it's going to be Hoyer. It seems too far-fetched that if he's got the sort of injuries that we've been told that he's got, that he's going to suit up and play. It sort of, he doesn't want to risk his career at a time where injury is sort of the headline of things with regards to the issues with Tua and the Bengals game last night and things like that. Not to gloss over everything that's happened, sort of thing, in regards to that. But I know this is a Patriot show, so people will see that on social media anyway. But whilst injuries are so big in the NFL media at the moment, and the aspect of risking your whole career for sort of one game, if there is a significant injury there, I don't sort of see them Mac being able to be put in that aspect. So, but moving, pushing that to the one side, moving away from Mac, as I said, we sort of assume it's going to be Hoyer. Now, I'm still of a party, or I was of a party, or I think I might still be a little bit of a party of the whole what's wrong with Bailey Zappe kind of thing. And I know I've heard all the logical aspects of he's from a lower, he's from a lower rate college, a lower division college, sorry. Being in the NFL is going to be kind of overwhelming for him. Hoyer is a very, very seasoned veteran, and I mean that with no disrespect to Hoyer. So Zappe starting might just be that much too much for him. I do like the sort of comparisons or relations that they're being linked with. Oh yeah, but how many years ago was it that the franchise quarterback was injured and the sort of the third quarterback stepped up, and then we had the big bang that was Tom Brady and starting and things like that. And I'm not saying Bailey Zappe is Tom Brady before anybody gets very upset, because I'm not saying that. I just like the whole maybe lightning can strike twice, and how exciting would that be? And we'll never know if we don't put him in if the lightning is going to strike twice kind of thing. But I get the whole we don't want to risk everything, and it would be too much to risk. I think a lot of it is how early it is in the season, because it's only week four. Putting Zappe in would be that massive risk, and you really want to try and caretake this team to, keeping it level at the 0.500, as they like to say, so that hopefully Matt comes back sooner rather than later, and he can kind of nurse the team back to success, if you like. But I don't know. I'm still kind of, part of me wants to see Zappe. Part of me wants to see what that is. And I know there's a few other fans that I think actually feel the same and appreciate the fact
Quite
that
a few.
Hoyer would be the safer bet, the more logical bet, the more experienced bet, the more veteran bet. Let me go that way. But Yeah, I think in the other thing is the exhaustion of, as much as we love Hoyer as Patriots fans, because I'm sure there's love there for him. And I really wanted him on the team, and I did, because I wanted that experience in the building. I wanted that kind of backup behind Mac to help boost him, to help lift him. There is that exhaustion of this guy hasn't won as a starting quarterback since 2016. The numbers that we look at, it's like, and I hate that it goes back to numbers. I'm not a massive fan of going to the numbers. I do like the numbers and the eyeball test as well, all mushed together kind of thing. You know, get as much as you can. But people look at those numbers, and it is exhausting to look at the numbers and to look at the, shall we say, lack of success, to be kind, of Brian Hoyer,
Fair point.
as a Patriot quarterback. And to me, it just, I'm still like, oh, what was it said? I think it was, they said it on the, Evan said it to John Rook on the playbook. And I know it's a Bruce Arians thing anyway, but no risk it, no biscuit. And I know we probably shouldn't like it because it's like the phrase of a different team and everything, but it's still kind of a cool phrase, particularly with me being English and biscuits and cookies and things like that. So yeah, I do like this whole no risk it, no biscuit kind of thing. So I am still a little bit delusional and sort of want to see Zappy and see what we've got. Now, if they throw him in and it really, 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 really bombs, then okay, you know, more for me, bring back Hoyer. But to be honest with you, even if we'd have had Mac Jones, sorry, even if they'd have had Mac Jones, I do that so much. I still don't know. Jones, Hoyer, Zappe. I still don't know. And I know that we'll probably talk about it in a minute when we move on to talking about the Packers. I don't know that who's at quarterback makes that much difference at this point in the season with the rest of the Patriots team as is against kind of a very formidable opponent, as you mentioned, as in the Green Bay Packers.
I think that is a great point to put out. Exactly. What are you gaining by having either Mac Jones at much less than 100%, which, folks, I understand, and I think Claire made a great point before I move on to that, because I don't want to miss this opportunity to give you kudos on that great point, is that Mac being at the facility, Mac being involved in game planning is something that is just inherent in this guy. I truly believe Mac wants to play on Sunday. I believe
Oh,
that with
no
every
doubt.
breath in my body. I believe he's doing everything he can to play on Sunday. I don't believe he will play on Sunday. And there's a good reason for that, because a severe high ankle sprain can get worse if you play on it. I don't believe Mac is going to take that chance and this quickly going back in, having a really, really difficult injury, the pain that he's going through anonymously, I guess, or through a source, I should say. Mike Giardi revealed that he got a text from a Patriot player that said, "Respect Mac Jones, tough kid in a lot of pain. I really hope sound decisions are made here because long season." I think putting that out there definitely shows that the Patriots are moving in that direction, and I believe it's going to be Hoyer.
And for the record, folks, that player wasn't Ryan Izzo, because if Mike Giardi was getting texted by Ryan Izzo, I'm sure he would make me aware of
Absolutely. Well, we're talking players that are actually on the roster, Claire.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad. Please move on. No, I'm sorry. I was
Sorry.
just joking
Sorry.
there, folks.
I get one good dig in a month on Claire, and that's exactly how I had to use it. So I couldn't resist. But all
A
kidding
month.
aside,
Don't you
a
mean a
month in.
show? Come on. Be honest now. People listen. People, these
I
people that are
am
listening and
not
watching right
your
now,
other
watch other shows.
co-hosts here. I am not now. And we all know who I'm talking about. My good buddy's going to be joining me again here on Monday, and I'll call him out on it. No, all kidding aside, I think you make an excellent point with regard to Max. So his being involved, it's definitely something that's much more inherent of his character, of his abilities to try to do everything he can to get on the field, and also just his love for the game and his love for football and wanting to be out there. But Poyer will
Sure.
be the starter, I'm almost certain, on Sunday, and there's a couple of reasons for that. I get that the fan base is clamoring for Bailey Zappe. I understand it. And in a lot of ways, it would make sense to me if the Patriots feel that Mac Jones is not the long-term solution. Why not give this kid a chance and see what he can do? People forget with the Bledsoe Brady argument is that Damon Heward was on that team. If they believed Bledsoe was going to pop right back in or he was still the answer, Damon Heward would have gotten the start over Tom Brady in week 3 of the 2000 season. That's simply how it would have gone, 2001, excuse me, that it would have gone. The Patriots knew that Brady was the future of the franchise, and this was the opportunity for Brady to take the reins and show what he can do. And obviously, Tom went on to a career that any professional athlete would dream of. It's not a like-for-like scenario. I understand where the Patriots are
Oh,
coming from, but
no, of
I
course not.
still believe that there are internal, regardless of some of the chatter that you hear out there, I do believe that there are a lot of internal members of this organization that see Mac Jones as the long-term solution. So I don't think they're going to be ready to hand the reins over to Bailey Zappe just yet, especially when you're going into a hostile environment in Green Bay, a team that is so well stacked on defense in all three levels, and really making your professional debut when you played in a college that is not a college that has played significant, co collegiate opponents. So it makes a lot of sense for Zappe. With regard to Hoyer, the type of quarterback that the Patriots can expect to see on Sunday is kind of similar to what you're seeing with Mac. But the one thing that I will say is that they're not going to see the aerial attack utilized as much for the New England Patriots. Hoyer is not built that way. He's going to go through, you're going to see fewer downfield throws. They're going to be more short to intermediate areas of the field. I think you're going to see a lot more of those quick game concepts where the ball comes out of Hoyer's hands fast, short distance through the air. That's how they're going to have to work. And they're also going to try to get their running game on track. And folks, we're going to get into that in just a moment when Claire and I talk a little bit about those Packers, including how the Patriots might try to stop Aaron Rodgers and company on the defensive side of the ball. Are they going to dare him to throw? Well, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, folks, wanted to talk to you a little bit about our good friends over at Brightco. And Claire, we all have valuable pieces of either jewelry or valuable pieces of our livelihood that we want to keep and we want to protect. And one of the best ways to do it is to insure it. But we all hate insurance, right, folks? Well, you will not, thanks to the good guys over at Brightco. They've turned the whole experience around, so it's probably the easiest thing that you can do for yourself this week. No excuses. Just go ahead and do it. Don't delay. Do it today. For $5 a month, you get totally comprehensive coverage, and it won't take you more than 2 minutes on your cell phone. Check it out, folks. Bright.co/LockedOn. That's bright.co/LockedOn. Patriots fans, the illustrious Claire Clazy Claire Cooper of Pat's Propaganda and a Claire Perspective of Patriots podcast joins me here today talking about the New England Patriots and the Green Bay Packers, ready to hook it up in week four, 4:25 kickoff Eastern time. That is from Lambeau Field, arguably the mecca of all football stadiums when it comes to folklore. There really isn't one as storied as Lambeau. I mean, there really has been. This arena has seen it all, done it all, and they will see the New England Patriots arrive for a week four battle in the 2022 season. Claire, we talked a lot in the previous segment about the New England Patriots quarterback situation, and it is a precarious one with Mac Jones likely to miss this one, Brian Hoyer coming in, Bailey Zappe, and the whole situation kind of looming over that, whether or not the Patriots should go with the rookie here. But the Green Bay Packers do not have a quarterback controversy. As well as Jordan Love has played, and well as look, as well as it looks like he may be ready to step in if needed be, we're going to see Aaron Rodgers under center for the Green Bay Packers. And this has been a very up and down year for Rodgers. We're not seeing the traditional dominant Aaron Rodgers that we usually see. Some of that is probably because of the loss of Devontae Adams, but in theory, when you look at the Patriots' game plan, their defense, the way they go ahead and do business, it's almost impossible to think that giving Aaron Rodgers the chance to beat you may be the sound way to go about doing business. But I'm going to leave it to you. What, in your opinion, makes Aaron Rodgers a difficult cover? And what do you think the Patriots are going to do to try to neutralize him?
Well, thank you so much for throwing me under the bus there, Michael. I really appreciate it. No, joking. Yes, Aaron Rodgers, as much as I do not like him, and I apologize to any Green Bay fan that is listening right now, he is one of my least favorite football players. And I make no bones about that, unfortunately. I'm afraid that that's the case. I'm a Patriots fan, so you know. But it's difficult to deny that he is a really good quarterback. Now, one, Mike Giardi said that I'm quite stubborn, so I'm struggling to admit this in all fairness, but I'm admitting it. He can throw into tight windows, he can scramble side to side. He's not the most mobile of quarterbacks. Appreciate that he doesn't tick, he doesn't fall into that category. But he also doesn't fall into the statuesque one either. He's sort of an in the middle, scramble side to side, and as I said, you can throw into tight windows, and I think that's the thing that's significant with him. He's a challenge for cornerbacks, which isn't great. However, PFF have noted that the Patriots have the highest graded cornerback currently this season in 2022.
Good point.
So it's not all doom and gloom, folks. Jonathan Jones. He may not be your number one CB, but he kind of is ours at the moment, as in Patriots. So if he can own up and show up, who knows sort of the limitations? Some people will argue that they know, but we don't know till we see it. So I'm trying to sort of hold on to the positive. I know that Green Bay are really good. I looked on PFF for some more stats. Their offense is ranked 7th. New England's is ranked 11th. Their defense is ranked 19th. And New England's is ranked 25th. I like this one. This one's my favorite. Special teams. Green Bay, 31st. Boo. New England, 6th. Whoa! Let's just win with a special teamer, shall we? When all else fails, employ the special teams. But no, seriously. I mean, yeah, you look at the stats and you look at things like that, and you look at sort of what Aaron Rodgers is. And it is going to be a major challenge. And as we mentioned previously, in regards to quarterbacks, now I don't necessarily think that even if Mac hadn't got the injury and he was starting and we had no quarterback controversy, that people would still be confident in this game because Green Bay, it's a formidable opponent. We've said this, it's at home at Lambeau. Again, formidable place to play football. So it's not going to be an easy feat. I think it's going to be the Patriots' defense need to win this game. As much as the offense may have some stability with Hoyer at center, I feel that maybe the O-line won't feel as pressured because it isn't the franchise quarterback in the middle. Although it's our second run one, so it's of a concern if you get him injured, you then have to put Bailey Zappe in, I guess. But I think we're going to see a slight relax in the offense. I think they're going to fall back into maybe sort of the old way of working that they're very used to because you've got Hoyer as such a seasoned veteran in the Patriots way. So part of me, in a way, in a really strange, curious way, is a little bit less concerned about the rest of the offense around the quarterback than if it was Mac Jones. And that sounds really bizarre, but it's kind of how I'm feeling on this one, and I think it's going to be a bizarre game. I think, as I mentioned, I think the defense is going to be what needs to win the game, and I think that is what it will win the Patriots the game. And I think that the defense, I think they can do it. Now, this might be the naivety of me sort of owning up, being a Patriots fan, being a bit of a homer, as I know people like to say, but I think we've seen things in this defense and they can be special. And I think that they are going to realize that Lambert is the stage that they need to be special on. So I think that they're going to step up now. I could equally be very wrong. So please, people, don't take my opinions to heart and put money on it and things like this. We're out there that it is legalized betting, because I know it's not in Massachusetts. So yeah. But yeah, please don't take this. This is not a fully informed decision. This is a fangirl thinking what she's seen kind of out there. They've got this capability. So I think it's going to be a very defense battled. Green Bay have got a good defense as well. So, there is one of those. And they've got the one thing that worries me is the left tackle is back for Green Bay, and his name is eluding me now. I had it earlier in the week when I went on. I
David
was, yeah, I
Bakhtiari.
will. Bakhtiari, that's it. When I went behind enemy lines for the first time and went on FBC Packers, do check that out as well, folks. Yeah, Bakhtiari, it concerns me that he's back there on the offensive line. So mildly concerned for Hoyer, but I think he'll be okay. He's a big boy now, sort of thing. So yeah, I think it's going to be, if the Patriots win this, and I think they could. I think some weirdness is going to go on in this game. I think we're going to see something really freaky. We're going to see the Patriots win, and I think it's going to be predominantly to do with the Patriots' defense.
I think if the Patriots are going to have a shot in this, it's going to have to be by defense. So I completely agree with you, Countess. I do want to go ahead and talk just very briefly about Bakhtiari because you did mention him. Obviously, him coming back into the starting offensive line is good news for Aaron Rodgers. Well, Bakhtiari sat out Thursday's practice after being a limited participant on
Oh,
Wednesday. So right now,
I
we're
missed that.
dealing with a situation, and folks, that at the time that Claire and I are
Oh.
recording this, we don't have Friday's practice report and final injury report heading into the game just yet, so we don't know his status. But at the same time, if they're just giving him some rest, kind of, get right day, things of that nature, and he's going to be out there on Friday, then we know that the Patriots have to contend with him. But if he's out on Friday, that could be a big indication that Bakhtiari may not be ready to come back into the lineup, even though he did play against Tampa Bay over the weekend. What that does, and because you're also dealing with Elgin Jenkins right now, who was in the lineup after missing most of the first 2 weeks with knee injuries, his opportunity to play is there as well. So if there is any compromising on that Green Bay offensive line, that's the opportunity that the Patriots need to get after the quarterback. And that's where you're going to see guys like Dietrich Wise. That's where you're going to see guys like Matthew Judon pin their ears back, try to get after Aaron Rodgers and disrupt him in that regard. I agree with you, Claire. And I said this to Peter Bukowski yesterday here on the Locked On crossover between the Patriots and Packers that the poison that the Patriots are going to pick this week is better off utilizing their defense to try to stop or dare Aaron Rodgers to throw on you because the Green Bay Packers are running the ball so effectively right now with both Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon running the ball very, very effective, very well. This is going to be a tough call and a tough move for the New England Patriots to be able to get something going there and try to stop the run. Patriots have been better at stopping the run this year, but they were gashed by a very talented running core in Baltimore, mostly named Lamar Jackson last week. They faltered down the stretch a little bit with that. So I think the Patriots are better off trying to dare Rodgers to air the ball out through the air and see what he can do. He's dealing with a very new crew of pass catchers right now. I know Randall Cobb
There
and
is
Allen
that,
Lazard are guys that he knows very well, but Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson are rookies, and they're can be exploited by a savvy secondary. And with Jonathan Jones and Jalen Mills, hopefully he's healthy. That will help in that regard as well. And then, of course, the wild card in the room, tight endage, Claire. I'm actually going to mention the tight ends, but opposing tight ends. I'm going to mention Robert Tonyan for Green Bay because he has the ability to be a game changer if he's utilized properly. Kyle Duggar is in the lineup. I don't expect that to be the case. I think Kyle will be able to provide coverage on him that we did not see against Mark Andrews last week. And that's why Andrews had the game that he had. So
He ran all
I
over it, didn't he?
so
So, yeah.
it really does. It sounds blasphemous, folks, that Claire and I have actually sat here and said that the better strategy for the New England Patriots right now is to try to let Aaron Rodgers beat you as opposed to the Green Bay running game. But that is where we are. And Claire has tipped her hand a little bit, but we will get the Countess's esteemed opinion on New England and what it means for their matchup against Green Bay and all of her wisdom and counsel to wrap up this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast in just a moment. But first, folks, it is all about the lines. And if you're paying attention to the lines, you know that the New England Patriots are not getting a lot of national love from the odds makers right now. Well, if you want to maximize your Patriots fandom, make a little bit on this one, folks, you're going to want to do so with our good friends at betonline.net, your number one source for all of your football betting information this season. Find all of the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, in-depth articles, and analysis on every game that you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all of your sports wagering information, including live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. They're the fastest and the easiest way to check on all of your favorite games and events, including Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Patriots fans, we're about to wrap things up here on this game preview episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast. Patriots Packers, Sunday, October 2nd, 4:25 p.m. kickoff Eastern, Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Claire, we've talked about the Patriots' defense. We've talked about their offensive woes with Mac Jones, Brian Hoyer, Bailey Zappe, the quarterback situation in flux. But we have arrived at the time that everybody's been waiting for. The Countess of Klaz will gaze into her Belichickian crystal ball, and she's going to take a look and see what is in store for the New England Patriots in Green Bay this weekend. Claire, your final thoughts on this game, and if you're so inclined, Countess, your game prediction.
Well, I'll keep it short and sweet because I know we're time. So let me just check my tea leaves. Yes, well, anyway, I think this is, I do, I think this is going to be a freakish game. I think it's going to be away from everybody's expectations. And I've got two score predictions because I'm so indecisive. As you all know by now, if you are a faithful listener of Locked On Patriots, you'll know that I'm not the most decisive of people. So I think it's going to be a freakish game. I think the defense are going to own up and show up. I'm waiting for the Dietrich Wise sack on Aaron Rodgers because I will eat that up with a spoon, people, completely. So looking forward to that one. So anybody, if you want to check in with me during the game, if that happens, please do. I may be half asleep because it's a bit late for me. But anyway, I reckon, here we go. It's either going to be something quite civilized, but a little bit freakish. Like Patriots 17, Green Bay 12. Ooh. Or it's going to be a real kind of on the edge wild one. And it's going to be Patriots 29, Green Bay 28.
Your optimism is definitely something we needed
Crazy.
because, yeah, because I am as pessimistic as I've been about the New England Patriots in a long time. And I'm usually someone that is extremely positive, been labeled as a homer several times. My game prediction was not pretty yesterday here, folks. If you listened to the Locked On crossover, you know I'm predicting a 27-14 loss for the New England Patriots. And I'll explain the reason for that, folks. The reasons behind it basically are not just because Mac Jones is not, or we believe he's not going to play, and Brian Hoyer is going to be under center. I think Green Bay poses so many difficulties for the New England Patriots on both the offense and defensive side of the ball. And I know traditional wisdom says that if your quarterback is banged up, go ahead and use that two-headed monster of Ramondre Stevenson, Damian Harris to run the football. I'm hearing that an awful lot. And I'm hearing that as a strategy for the Patriots to win. And I do think that the Patriots will do that. But the problem is you're looking at a run defense in Green Bay right now that is just playing at a very, very high level. The high they do offer a bit of a high average per carry, but they're really giving the stifling to a lot of different runners, and it's difficult for the New England Patriots to think that they're going to have a large amount of success on the ground against Green Bay. So that's one of the reasons why I'm looking at possibly Green Bay having the advantage in this game. And the other reasons that we talked about before is that Aaron Rodgers, at the end of the day, Claire, is still Aaron Rodgers, even though he's got a problematic or maybe a lesser receiving core. He can still go off at any moment. And if this New England Patriots defense shows any signs of weakness, Rodgers is the guy that can exploit it.
But you're missing out the fact that Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris should both be renamed Steamroller because they're flipping awesome. And
I
the
like that.
fact that Dietrich Wise is going to flatten Aaron Rodgers for me like a bug. And also that because of the whole expecting them to run, they're going to utilize Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith in the correct way during this game. And I predict a Hunter Henry touchdown.
You heard it here first, folks. She's predicting a Hunter Henry touchdown. And if so, Locked On Patriots will give her her necessary kudos and definitely tip my cap to you on that because I happen to agree with you. I think if the Patriots are going to move the ball effectively, I think it's going to be the combination of the tight ends that are going to facilitate that more so than the running backs. And that is in no way disrespectful to Damian Harris or Ramondre Stevenson, who have both been very good this year, folks. But at the end of the day, I think the Pats are going to have to get inventive. And what's more inventive than getting 12 personnel back into the lineup, allowing this team to utilize the two tight end sets in the red zone, which is where we all hope they were going to be utilized right from the get-go. So got to get some production out of that group. And I think the Patriots try to do it this week with Hoyer under center. I think that's going to be part of the strategy. So Countess, we are always, always esteemed and always grateful for your presence here on Locked On Patriots. Before I let you go, any parting thoughts, first of all, on this game? And second of all, please let all of our listeners know where they can find you and where they can consume your great work.
Well, thank you as always, Mike. And I know that it's been a bit of a freakish Friday because I've gone a little bit crazy, but it is. I have this feeling. I predict that it's going to be a bit of a freaky game. So keep on the edge of your seat, folks, is my advice for this game. And yeah, a Hunter Henry touchdown was my prediction. And I don't think it's unrealistic to say that if he does get a touchdown, that the Locked On Patriots people should be sending me my own cap to tip, possibly. Or a t-shirt, maybe. So yeah, keep a sharp eye out for that, folks. But no, in all seriousness, where you can find me at Clazzy Claire, CLAZZYCLARE. You can find my podcast, A Claire Perspective, a Patriots podcast, on fullpresscoverage.com, all those places that you like to download your podcast. And yes, as Mike alluded to, my most recent guest this week was the dashing Mike Giardi, who is tons of fun. So even if you're not big into the Patriots, please do go and check it out because he is such a good laugh. So I had such fun. So yeah. One Patriot Place is here for you each and every week, brought to you by e2gsports.com. So we'll be back on Tuesday, like usual, I believe. Weather permitting and stuff like that for Steve, bless him, in Florida. So that if you're interested prior to the game and you have time, I was on the full press coverage Green Bay Packers with Carl Senra, and he had myself and Sarah Marshall on there, also Patriots person, which you guys already know anyway. So there is that. And my game recap, of course, Pat's Propaganda. Every single week, I will be recapping the game for your enjoyment, for your perusal. So that will come to you on Monday, as usual. So please check out patspropaganda.com for that. And as always, still available, maybe for a limited time only, my tight-ended, and I like tight ends, and I cannot lie t-shirts. Again, patspropaganda.com.
Absolutely, folks. I can't recommend it highly enough. And of course, our thoughts are always with all of the victims right now and people that are suffering through the
Exactly.
aftermath of Hurricane Ian, all those in their path, especially in the Florida area and the southern, eastern quadrant of the U.S., are definitely, our hearts are with you. Our best wishes are with you, and continue to do your best to stay safe in very difficult circumstances. But people down there are really suffering right now. And folks, if you're so inclined, they definitely need your help. Definitely check out a lot of the different, legal and reputable charities out there right now that are going to be raising funds for people that are really in need. So sending prayers for those of you that do, sending blessings, definitely, and positive thoughts to all those affected. But Claire, I always, always thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me here on Locked On Patriots. Game previews are becoming something that Claire has become very adept at. And you know what? We might just make this a regular thing throughout the season. Who knows, folks? Give us the feedback. Do you like midweek wisdom and counsel, or is
Will
Friday
you
becoming a
shove
fun
me back to
day?
Wednesday?
Or do you
Put me in the middle of
are
the
you
week.
liking this? No, all kidding aside, it definitely is always my honor and privilege to share the microphone with you. So thank you so much. And thank you for your positivity, Miss Principal of Positivity, because we definitely need it here in New England right now for so many reasons. Folks, thank you for taking time out and making Locked On Patriots your first listen every day and also a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. You mentioned him earlier. I'm going to give a special tip of the cap to Mike Giardi, who was all over some of the biggest stories all of the week throughout New England. So definitely thank you, Mike, for your great reporting and keeping us up to date on the Mac Jones situation as best you can. I'm also going to thank once again each of you for all of the support that you provide to Locked On Patriots. So in the meantime, folks, please continue to download, subscribe to, follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts, and smash that subscribe button on YouTube. We are right at the precipice of week four, Patriots Packers, 4:25 kickoff, live from Green Bay, Wisconsin, Lambeau Field. Definitely check that out and be back here on Monday for all of the latest breakdowns from Locked On Patriots, starring myself and, of course, our main man, Thomas Murphy, breaking things down every Monday. Until then, on behalf of the esteemed Countess of Claz herself, Miss Claire Clazzy Claire Cooper, I'm Mike DeBate. Stay safe, stay well. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone.